fruity apple and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Top stories at 12 hours. EAZ warns projected 6.4% GDP growth insufficient to tackle poverty. ACC Kalabo Health Director and former Mansa Administrator for Corruption. And South African firebrand MP Malema convicted of firing a gun in public.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Economics Association of Zambia, EAZ, says the projected 6.4% GDP growth for 2026 is not adequate to significantly reduce poverty and inequality among citizens. Speaking during the 2026 post-budget analysis press briefing, EAZ President Dr. Oswald Mongole has stated that for Zambia to meaningfully reduce poverty and establish the foundation for inclusive prosperity, the country must aim for a GDP growth rate of at least 10%. Dr. Mongole has, however, acknowledged that the proposed 253.1 billion kwacha national budget for 2026 is rightly described as transformative as it seeks to build on the economic progress made over the past 4 years. He has noted that the budget is designed to help Zambia transition into a prosperous middle-income country with a resilient economy and a more equitable society.
The 6.4% may not be enough to move people beyond where they are right now and reduce the poverty level. To make a meaningful dent in poverty, therefore, and reduce inequality and lay the foundation for inclusive prosperity, Zambia must target GDP growth rates of 10% and more in order to have a dent on poverty, in order for the people, you and me, to feel it that what we have projected in the budget is actually having positive impact.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in Mongo has arrested and charged Kalabo District Health Director Dr. Neto Mbwayu for corruption involving over 43,000 kwacha. In a statement, ACC Head of Corporate Communications, Timothy Mono, has confirmed that the commission has also arrested former Mansa District Hospital Administrator Jackson Kaunda, separate case. He said Mr. Kaunda faces 3 counts of participating as a bidder in public procurement of a procuring entity by which he was employed as a public officer, contrary to the Public Procurement Act. Mr. Mono has explained that Mr. Kaunda allegedly allowed J.K. Kelly's General Dealers, a company in which he is a partner, to supply goods and services to Mansa District Hospital while he was employed as hospital administrator, contrary to the Public Procurement Act. He said Dr. Mbwayu, 42, of Winela area in Kalabo, have been charged with 2 counts of willful failure to comply with applicable guidelines relating to procurement and 1 count of making a payment from public revenue for services not adequately rendered, contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act. Mr. Mono said investigations revealed that between 1st January 2021 and 31st December 2022, Dr. Mbwayu approved a payment of 39,000 kwacha to a named company for the purchase of 2 HP Pavilion laptops, an amount exceeding his 30,000 kwacha approval limit in violation of Ministry of Health procurement guidelines dated 2nd January 2020. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has welcomed Konkola Copper Mines, KCM's, announcement of a $63 million excavation project aimed at developing sumps, settlers and other critical underground infrastructure at the Konkola Deep Mining Project in Chililabombwe. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza said the renewed investment signals a strong commitment to revitalizing operations at one of Zambia's most strategic mining assets. Mr. Mwanza has noted with optimism that such capital injection has the potential to generate both direct and indirect employment for thousands of citizens, particularly on the Copperbelt province, where the local economy remains heavily reliant on mining. He has further urged KCM to prioritize environmental protection best practices that prevent pollution and land degradation, emphasizing the importance of learning from past instances where neglect caused lasting environmental damage.
This year commends KCM for its effort to uplift living standards in communities, where its operations through corporate social responsibility initiatives and others have demonstrated they can do better. Over the years, we have noticed that the company has been instrumental in supporting programs in education, healthy agriculture, infrastructure, and other key sectors that improve the lives of Zambians. So while we applaud this development, we call on KCM to safeguard the environment by adopting best practices that prevent pollution and land degradation, learning from the past experiences where neglect has caused lasting harm.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts, Elvis Nkandu, has officially launched the 20th edition of the, announcing a significant increase in prize money from 5,000 to 20,000 kwacha in a move aimed at better recognizing and rewarding Zambian artists. Speaking at the launch last evening, Mr. Nkandu said the award ceremony, scheduled for 11th December 2025, will bring together creatives, sponsors, and the public to celebrate achievements. He has noted that the prize increase, made possible with the support of President Hakainde Hichilema, underscoring government's commitment to promoting the arts and preserving the dignity of artists across the country. Mr. Nkandu has emphasized that the Ngoma Awards remain Zambia's highest honor for artistic excellence and serve as a vital platform for reflecting on the progress and impact of the local creative sector.
While the value of recognition goes far beyond the check, it is very, very essential that we motivate artists, uphold their dignity, and also give them the visibility they truly deserve. And it is for this reason that my ministry, with the full support of President Hakainde Hichilema, took the initiative to increase the prize money from 5,000 to 20,000 minimum.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, transport and logistics expert Edson Odita says the 1.4 aimed at revitalizing the Tazara railway line is expected to spur socio-economic development along the corridor and benefit the nation as a whole. Zambia, Tanzania and China recently signed a $1.4 billion Tazara revitalization agreement, which includes the rehabilitation of the railway track from Dar es Salaam to New Kapirimposhi, upgrades to major workshops and maintenance of the existing line. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Odita said the project will significantly boost trade between Zambia and Tanzania. He has since appealed to the government to ensure that the project begins by the first quarter of 2026.
For Zambia, this is a very great move, and I would say thank you, Minister of Transport and Logistics, as well as the Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, for having him push this with his counterpart.